It's the Morning Midwest Digest. Good morning, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong, reporting from Chicago, with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday morning edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the Climate Corporation. I'll have this morning's stories coming right up.
Your data isn't just a record of what's happening. It's your fields telling you what they need. Climate Field View gives you the tools to listen more clearly. We're your data partner to help you get the most out of every acre by managing your entire operation in one easy-to-use digital platform. Use your inputs where they'll have the greatest impact and evaluate crop performance to discover what works and what doesn't. Armed with these insights, you can make data-driven agronomic decisions to help reach your goals and maximize profitability. Put your data to work with Climate Field View. To learn what Climate Field View can do for your operation and start feeling the pulse of the land in the palm of your hand, contact your local dealer or visit climate.com. Climate Field View services provide estimates or recommendations and do not guarantee results. More information at climate.com/disclaimers.
They'll be out assessing the damage today from yesterday's freak windstorm in Colorado. Gusts hit up to 86 miles an hour. And along Interstate 70, motorists pulled over because of the brownout conditions. When Professor Sheila Collins moved to Nashville, Tennessee this year, she added AT&T Internet service to her cell phone account. She signed off in response to a message on her phone asking if she'd like to pay her monthly bill. But when she should have been charged $186.47, the numbers got turned around, charging her a whopping $47,186. That's $47,186. Yesterday, more than a month later, hours of telephone calls, a trip to her bank, and help from the Federal Communications Commission, Vanderbilt Professor Sheila Collins was repaid $47,000. $186. From this week in agribusiness, Democratic members of the U.S. House are complaining about the farm bill voted out along party lines yesterday by the House Agriculture Committee. Illinois Congresswoman Sherry Bustos says it's a partisan bill that does little to help hardworking farmers struggling to make ends meet in the face of a lagging agricultural economy. Bustos says that with the looming threat of damage from what she calls the Trump trade war, the bill takes U.S. agriculture in the wrong direction by creating even more uncertainty. Specifically, Bustos says she has concern over the cuts to rural development and is alarmed by what she refers to as the stripping of crop insurance options for farmers. A bill in the Michigan State Senate due for a vote today would force people who are not now working to do so. The bill would require able-bodied adults who receive Medicaid health care coverage to either work at least 29 hours a week or be enrolled in a job training program. Everybody's wanting to know more about that woman pilot with the right stuff who saved the plane load of people over eastern Pennsylvania when the engine failed day before yesterday, Tammy Jo Schultz. One tie that Tammy has to the heartland here is that she attended Mid-America Nazarene University in Olathe, Kansas, after growing up on a ranch in New Mexico. In college, Tammy majored in biology and agribusiness. That's the Morning Midwest Digest, brought to you by the Climate Corporation. If your fields could talk, what would they say? I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.